From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. The Grand Theater in downtown Wausau has been a centerpiece of the city's art scene for generations, bringing touring shows, concerts, and community events to central Wisconsin. Now, as the historic venue approaches its 100th anniversary, it is preparing for a major renovation to preserve the theater's legacy while updating it for future audiences and performers. Joining us now is Executive Director Sean Wright to share details about the project and what it means for the region. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
Historic theaters often carry a lot of nostalgia. This one certainly does. How do you modernize a place like the Grand without losing the character and memories that people feel so attached to?
Yeah, one of the things we've been so cognizant of from the beginning is we're not turning this into a 2025 theater, 2026 theater, I guess it is. This is a 1927 theater that we are restoring and enhancing. And the great thing is, working with our architect, DLR, who works in historic theaters, they've literally gone back into the archives of publications to find clips from the day the theater opened to better describe, was the carpet red? No, it wasn't. It was blue. So, okay, wow, what an amazing enhancement we can make that actually makes it truer to the 1920s era that it came from. And so, at every turn, we are working with historical groups to both review what the theater was and also make sure that we can enhance the theater to its modern glory a century after it was built.
So briefly take me through the project timeline from start to finish.
The Second Century campaign, honestly, has been a number of years in the making. Really doing our due diligence of what the needs are of the facility, what are the enhancements that we can make so that we can continue to bring the caliber of shows that we have for generations, and sort of future-proof ourselves as we move forward into the next century of the Grand. So all of that has taken place really over the past 3 years. We announced the campaign publicly about a year ago, and now we are inside 30 days to closure. May 11th, we will shut our doors and the work will begin. And about 6 months of work, and we've been promised, be back open the 1st of November to start our grand reopening season.
How are you thinking about maintaining momentum and staying connected with audiences during those closures?
Our programming, in terms of our seasons and shows, we'll continue. So we're always going to have something that's out in front of people. We're always going to be continuing to promote the shows that are coming. And yes, we'll be dark this summer, but once we get to the fall season, it kind of continues as business as usual. And so by continuing to engage people with the shows that we have and the shows that are coming, and really taking them through the construction process, because people have such ownership. People are invested in this project. And so we look forward to sharing maybe not day to day, but maybe week to week of how it's coming along.
How do you describe the theater's role in Wausau's kind of civic and cultural life over the past century?
I mean, it's truly an anchor of our community, and not just of our community, but of the entire region. On the regular, we serve 17 to 18 counties all across north central Wisconsin, all the way to the UP of Michigan, to the Northwest. We have season ticket holders who come up from Chicago and ski at Granite Peak and come to shows at Grand. We have people who come down from the UP, and we are truly an economic driver at almost $7 million a year in economic development, and 130,000 people through our doors. And the amazing thing is it's been that way for over a century, not just to the Grand Theater's debut in 1927, but the Grand Opera House all the way back to the 1890s. The city leaders here envisioned that the arts were going to be a part of a thriving community, and they've been that way for over a century.
What do you think the Grand makes possible for this community that would be hard to replace?
The ability to see world-class artists in a community like this is something that you don't find everywhere. We've regularly been recognized as one of the top theaters for our size in terms of not just our capacity, but for me, more importantly, our market size. We're the smallest multi-night Broadway market in America, and that allows people to experience art of all kind, from the biggest Broadway to emerging artists in our 10 by 10 series. It allows young ballerinas to perform on our stage in Nutcracker, high school students to perform alongside a Neil Diamond tribute group, as they have in the past. It just provides this wide spectrum of opportunities for arts and culture, but also civic and community events. And you don't find that in every community.
The renovation includes some technical and backstage updates. Why do these behind-the-scenes improvements matter so much when it comes to attracting strong programming?
Yeah, in this day and age, you have to have the technology and the infrastructure that tours demand. And in the backstage, our dressing rooms, our green rooms are over 20 years old, and utilitarian is a very nice word for them. We want artists to feel at home and want to come here. And we hear all the time that people love coming to Wausau and love spending time in the downtown and doing things. We want them to feel the same way when they're in our green room and not, well, this is a nice little closet you've put me into to serve me dinner and let me sit here for the next 6 hours.
What do you hope this project says to the next generation about what Wausau values and is willing to invest in?
It says that Wausau values the things that help make it a better place to live and to work and to visit, and that part of the obligation to have amenities like the Grand or any of the other great arts and culture or civic entities we have in this community, is you have to continue to invest in them for them to grow and thrive for generations to come. And we're seeing that with this project. And I hope the next generation, when that next capital campaign comes from the Grand, many, many years from now, let me be clear that they understand it's their time to step up for the future of the theater and the region.
When the Grand reopens for its 100th anniversary, what do you hope people will feel when they walk through those doors?
I hope they will just feel, they will A, feel incredibly excited to be back in the space. And there's always something when we go a period of time without shows that people just have that buzz and that excitement. But I also hope that they will look and see that we've been good stewards of the funds that have been contributed, and that we have, we've taken their input, we've shared a vision, and we've taken the Grand that they've known and loved for a century and just enhanced it and, put a nice new coat of paint on the old lady, I guess is the best way to put it.
Sean Wright, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.